Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
John, the dilemma for this week, it's what do you do with David Montgomery? He was a full participant at practice yesterday. Dan said yesterday with us that there's a role for him. What is that role?
Yeah.
I mean, because I think it's so tough to take Gibbs off the field with how well he's playing.
It is, but it's only been three games. And it's not to diminish what Gibbs has done. But before that, with the combo of Montgomery and Gibbs, Sonic and Knuckles, like that is, for a majority of the season, why the Lions have been so successful, is the ability to have a change-up pitch in the backfield, whether it's the power of David Montgomery and the tone setter that he has been. How many times did we start at the beginning of the year talking about a first down run where he is hit at the line of scrimmage, yet seems to power forward for another 11 or 12 yards, or he's hit just shy of the first down marker, even by like 3 yards, and he just powers through or powers into the end zone. I don't think, if he is healthy and available, I don't think you remove that as part of the equation.
Oh, of course not. But I do think this is Gibbs' backfield. And you mentioned fastball changeup. Most guys aren't throwing the changeup as often as the fastball. This is Gibbs' backfield. He is the better back. They have 14 big explosive runs this season. 14 as a team. How many do you think Gibbs has?
Well, he's probably got 10 of them.
13 of the 14.
Okay.
5.6 yards a carry. Montgomery, 4.2, and it's a tough, gritty 4.2, and he should be in short yardage and goal line and change of pace, but Gibbs is the back, and I think he has cemented that. He is the back that should get the predominant lion's share of the carries.
Or if you go back to the same formula before, is Gibbs even more productive because you have that in the backfield of Montgomery and Gibbs? And
but didn't he kind of answer over the last 3 weeks that no, if he just got the ball more, he would do even more cool stuff?
Well, I don't think there was a doubt that that would happen, because there was a doubt last year. And when David Montgomery went down, can Gibbs run between the tackles? He answered that question last year. And I don't think there's anybody that's going to sit there and say, you know, yeah, he's not the best back in the backfield. But the combination of these two guys, they've already extended David Montgomery. They know how valuable he is. And the value is in not just, we're looking at what the payoff is right now, as we should, right? What's the payoff against Washington? Is it going to pay off into a Super Bowl? But you also got to look down the road. Running backs have an expiration date.
Yep.
Do we want to push that expiration date a little bit out?
To win the Super Bowl?
What's that?
To win the Super Bowl? Yeah.
I'm talking about, do we want to put that expiration date a little bit further down the road?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
For Gibbs or even Montgomery, because you're taking a little bit of wear and tear off, and we're talking 2-3 reps a game, 2 or 3 touches a game, versus, you know, you get down the road and now all of a sudden you've got one extra good year, because those things all add up. And it's not at the expense of not beating Washington or not beating the Rams or the Eagles,
John,
or whoever in the Super Bowl. I like the combination and the 1-2 punch of both those guys in the backfield. And I want to go back to the same formula that they had before, because I think it's even better now.
If they're up 17 points, yeah, I want to minimize the workload. But if they're in a close football game, Gibbs getting the football. And if I have to shave off a year at the end of his career in pursuit of a Super Bowl, I would gladly make that trade.
But I'm not talking about. I think you could do both. I think
ideally.
I don't think that you have to use Gibbs as much as you did, because you do have David Montgomery.
Let me ask you a question. If we used Gibbs here in Detroit as much as Saquon Barkley is used, Would Gibbs be just as productive? Maybe more? Younger? Explosive? The numbers bear out he would be.
Yes.
And I'm not saying Montgomery. My point is
what we've also seen from Saquon Barkley. There's been years that he's missed because of injury.
Yeah, but at this point, you're in the end game, right? Like, it's three football games.
Right.
I'm going to give Gibbs 65, 70% of the touches, knowing those are my best running plays. And I'll keep him fresh. I'll use Montgomery. But this is Gibbs' backfield to me. I don't know where people are at on this.
I don't think you go into a game saying, we want to get Gibbs 65% of the touches and David Montgomery 35%. I think it all plays itself out in the game. If that's what it ends up being, that's the way the game takes you, the way the defense is what they're allowing you or what you're taking from the defense, then sure, that's great. But it also may be, hey, David Montgomery gets 45%. And Gibbs gets 55%, or it's 50-50. Like, I don't care about the percentages. All I do is care about the end game. And if the best formula is the 1-2 punch out of the backfield, however they get that done, then the numbers are what they are.
Look, if you throw a lot of first and tens that end in second and ones, Montgomery's going to get more carries because you want short yardage. My point is, like, all things being equal, first and 10, I'm going to turn around and hand a ball off. It's going to be Gibbs 7 of the 10 times, to me. 248-539-9797. John, you said it wasn't broke before. Get back to it.
Yeah. Give him the ball.
And I had the audacity to point out that Gibbs is running for an extra yard and a half every time he touches the ball and has all but one of their explosive runs. I want more Gibbs.
There's value in both. And I understand the value in having those explosive runs. There's 13 out of the 14 are Gibbs. The numbers are what they are.
How do you argue it? Why do you want to see a close to 50-50 split if one guy is exponentially...
I hate first downs.
Touchdowns more.
I think that Montgomery adds another element to this offense, and I'd like to see him used as he was before.
Ticket texters. I'm with John. Depends on what the defense is giving and what backs are doing. You can ride the hot hand. Another texter says Costa needs to shut his pie hole, starting controversy when there is none. Gibbs and Montgomery work better together, Sonic and Knuckles. Costa acting like Montgomery's Zach Zenner. The Lions don't use Gibbs like Barkley because they have a more complete offense. Among other ticket texts, that's kind of the sentiment. Is, don't break this up. Don't break this up. Guys, Gibbs had 100 yards in each of the last three games. He is the more explosive back. He is the more productive back. These are playoff games. This is the best right now. Ride him into the ground and win a Super Bowl. I'm not telling you Montgomery's going to be Zach Zenner and he's going to sit on the bench, but I'm going to use him, John, your word, as a changeup, which is probably only about a third of the time. Situationally, maybe it ticks up a little more. Maybe if you're up big, you have the luxury of taking some of the load off of Jahmyr Gibbs' shoulders. But why is this a controversy? Play the better back more carries. That's what. Just so we understand what I'm saying this morning, I want to play the best back the most, and that's controversial. Because it's Sonic and Knuckles and their buddies. Play the best guy the most.
It has nothing to do with their buddies. You're such a tool.
That's ticket texters.
I think you crossed the line on the buddies thing. I see where John's coming from in terms of, I think this is a little bit more complicated than some of these people that are going after you. That the backfield could go back to the way it was, but it might not. Like, if you look at the Super Bowl MVP odds right now, the Montgomery people out there need to realize this. Jahmyr Gibbs has the highest Super Bowl MVP odds other than a quarterback right now. Mm-hmm. He's tied with Saquon Barkley. He's playing at an MVP level right now. And his explosiveness the last four games looks reminiscent of the way Marshall Faulk used to be in the Rams offense, okay? And it's not taking away from Montgomery. This backfield might be the best backfield in NFL history, potentially. I think that. Like, who's the better combo?
There might not be.
I think Brandon Jacobs and Tiki Barber were really good in their prime. That was tough to prepare for, and I think that's comparable to this. And Tiki Barber eventually got more and more because of explosiveness.
Yeah, and I think the other comp people have used when this got designed was Kamara and Ingram, right? Gibbs is better than Kamara, and I think Montgomery's played better than Ingram. Like, this might be the best backfield that we've ever seen.
Well, that we've ever seen, sure. I think if you're talking, in NFL history, there's how far do we want to go back? But yeah, there's been some really good duos. But I think that there is a formula And it's up to Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell to figure out what that formula is that is best for the Detroit Lions. It's going to be different against Washington than it is against whoever they face in the NFC Championship game versus whoever they face in the Super Bowl. Defenses will be different. They will do. You want to be able to dictate what you want to do offensively. Sometimes a defense will take away. They'll design something to just strictly take away David Montgomery or take away Jahmyr Gibbs. That's when you're going to have to rely on the other one to have more carries and to have be more productive.
Don't you think it's easier to take away Montgomery because of Gibbs' speed?
Speed,
yeah. So that's why I think, look, we had a ticket texter said, you know, Montgomery for ball control. If I'm game planning for this game, the last thing I'm doing is getting into a ball control game. You're limiting possessions. That's how one of the ways the Commanders beat the Buccaneers. You want a high possession game. You want to have explosive plays and put your foot on the throat. Jahmyr Gibbs early, Montgomery later. You get down to the goal line on the first drive, you go with your better goal line back. Let's face it, Gibbs got stuffed a couple times in one of those games where he was the main man. Montgomery's the better goal line guy. There's no denying that.
I think when Montgomery went down, we were all excited that Gibbs was going to get the ball more, and there was a question, would he be less efficient without someone to spell him, right? He ran for 6 yards a carry against Minnesota. He ran for 6.5 yards a carry against the Niners. He ran for 100 yards in 3 straight games. The answer was no. The efficiency didn't dip. And maybe that's a small sample, but all we're working with is a small sample now. I feel like he is the better back, and I want to play the better players more snaps. That's all I'm saying. This is not David Montgomery's chopped liver, as a ticket texter put it. It's just an acknowledgement of what is the winning formula for this football team. It's playing the more explosive back, the better back, the more productive back, the majority of the snaps.
I want to play the more effective back, and that's going to be determined as the game is played.
Situationally.
Right, and it may be Gibbs, and it may be Montgomery. Like, it just, I don't, until they get in the game and we figure out what Washington is going to try to do to slow down this offense, because, and what makes this offense so explosive? It's not just Goff. It's not just Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, they all have different roles and they have different things that they do, but it's the combination of J-Mo, of LaPorta, of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then you throw in the running backs and how they handle and how the different ways that Ben Johnson can utilize both. What I would really like to see is both the guys on the field at the same time more often. And it may be, if they're both on the field at the same time more often, it still may be Gibbs gets the ball more. Or it could be that he's used as a bit of a distraction and all of a sudden here comes Montgomery kicking your ass.
It puts the defense in conflict.